It's 29 minutes to 8 on Breakfast, and James Carlton joins us now with news headlines.
Good morning, Fran. The Federal Opposition leader Tony Abbott says he had no involvement in the failed sexual harassment case against the former Speaker, Peter Slipper, and he says any inquiry would be a witch hunt. The Chief Government Whip, Joel Fitzgibbon, has defied party leadership to argue against the government's pursuit of a budget surplus. Mr. Fitzgibbon says the economy is slowing and the electorate will understand a move to deficit. The Foreign Minister Bob Carr will be in Colombo today for a visit aimed at stopping asylum seekers leaving Sri Lanka for Australia. British police will liaise with their counterparts in New South Wales to help a coroner's inquest into the death of a nurse who was duped by that prank call from an Australian radio station. And Syria's staunch ally Russia has said for the first time that President Bashar al-Assad's government may lose the country's bloody civil war. Also, a report card on the health of the world's population reveals people are living longer but are suffering higher levels of mental illness and depression.
Thanks very much, James.